Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Ephraim Tannenbaum. Meseches Bava Kamma has been dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. Chaim Weiss, Bizchus Refuah Shleima of Miriam Farcha Bas Esther.
This shiur is on Meseches Bava Kamma, Daf Lamed Hey. There's a sugya at the top of the Amud about Malacha on Shabbos, which actually begins on Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Beis, right after the Mishnah, with the Machlekes of Ravo and Rabbi Yechanan. There's a Tosfos that begins on Daf Lamed Dalet and continues on to Lamed Hey, which is Masbir, the sugya in the Gemara, that it's really based on a Shitas Reb Shimon. There's a Machlekes Reb Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda in Maseches Shabbos Daf Kuf Vav and Ksubas Daf Hey about Makalkel B'Chabura. Reb Shimon says a Chiddush that even though all Malachas on Shabbos are Potter when you're a Makalkel, but Chabura, as well as Havara, but let's focus on Chabura. Chabura is an exception. He says that we learn from Mila, from the fact that the Torah considers Mila to be a Malach on Shabbos, even though you're injuring the Vlat, so you're a Makalka. But nevertheless, the Torah says that that had there not been a special heter for Mila, it would be a Malacha. We see from there that there's no Ptur Makalkel in the Malacha of Chabura. That's the Shita of Reb Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda argues. That's what we find in Maseches Shabbos Daf Kuf Vav and Ksubas Daf Hey. Over here, Rabbi Vo and Rabbi Yechanan come to argue Aliba de Reb Shimon. That which Reb Shimon says Makalkel b'chabura is Chayav Zoker Mavo, that means Kipshutai. Even if he's a Makalkel Gomer, there is no requirement that you do anything positive in this Malacha. There's no requirement that it be a Tikkun. It could be a Makalkel Gomer and you're still going to be Chayav. Rabbi Yochanan reacted angrily to Reb Vo, Poiktani Lefra, he kicked him out of the Beis Medrash. Even though Rabbi Yochanan also agrees that Makalkel b'chabura is Chayiv, Rabbi Yochanan is also going Aliba de Reb Shimon, Tosfos says. But nevertheless, Rabbi Yochanan holds that Reb Shimon isn't Machayev, a Makalkel Gomer. Reb Shimon is Machayev, a Makalkel, as long as there's a Tikkun Ksas. Meaning, you don't need the same level of Tikkun that you need for other Malachas. You could have that the overall effect, the net effect of the Malacha is a damage, does more damage than constructive. But as long as it's doing something constructive, there's some positive purpose that he has out of it, so that's enough to make him chayav aliba de Reb Shimon. So Rabbi Yochanan gives an example. If he's chayvil v'tzarech l'kalbay, he goes and he beats somebody up until the person bleeds. And the reason why he does this is because he needs the blood. He wants to feed the blood to an animal, to a dog. So, of course, it's a makalkel. He's hurting somebody, he's damaging, he's injuring somebody. But there's a tikkun ksas that he gets the dam that he needed for his kalep. So Rabbi Yochanan says that's the case that Rabbi Shimon is machayev al makalkel b'chabura. Then Frek Tosfos, the Kasha Tosfos asks the Yesoidistik Kasha, and it's mostly Yesoidistik really because of the way I want to speak out first what Tosfos says, but there are other Rishonim that say Gracie Yesoidist based on this Kasha. Tosfos over here asks the Kasha. How could Rabbi Yochanan be machayev this very bizarre case where a person is Chayvel v'tzarech l'kalboi? Good, you're not going to patch off Makalkel, I understand, because there's a special Gzeres HaKosav and this Malacha that there's not a Ptur of Makalkel like there is by other Malachas. But what about the Ptur of Malacha Shein Tzvichi L'Gufa? That rule, remember, it's Reb Shimon of all people. Reb Shimon is the Tana that says Makalkel B'chabur Chayev, but we know that Reb Shimon is the Tana that says all over Maseches Shabbos that a Malacha Shein Tzvichi L'Gufa is Potter. That means that if you do Malacha, but you don't do it for the regular purpose, you're Potter. So here, you're Chayva B'chavei, right? And you're doing it for this very bizarre purpose of getting Dam to feed to the Kelep. Why isn't that a Ptur of Malacha Shein Tzvichi L'Gufa? And Tosfos compares it to a case of a Chayv for Guma Ve'in Tzarech El Afra. Even though if a person digs a pit because he wants to have a pit, so that's a Malacha of Baineh. But if he takes a shovel to scoop up some earth, and Mamela there's a pit, but he was taking the shovel to scoop up because he needed some earth. So the pit came about just by the way, so that's called a Malacha Shein Tzvichi L'Gufa. Tosfos says, isn't it the same thing over here? The injuries to the other person come about just by the way, and what he's really interested in is getting the dam. So that's not the usual purpose of the malacha. Tosfos gives a teretz that actually, no, this really is the purpose of the malacha, because the purpose of the malacha of chayvel is not the injuries on the other person, or in the case of shoychet, the death of the animal, but it's the netilas neshama. The way we define the death of an animal is the removal of the neshama from the guf. And so removing the neshama is the tzeirich of the malacha. And the Torah says, hadam hu hanefesh. So when you're not actually killing but you're injuring, removing the dam, that is the malacha. So when you're removing the dam because you want the dam, whatever it is that you want to do with the dam, even if you have a bizarre purpose that you want to do with the dam to feed it to your caliph,
but you're doing it to remove the dam. That's mamash atilas neshama. So zok tesis over here is tzirich legufa. Ad kan our tesis. But I want to tell you that the same kash that tesis asks, that chivel v'tzarech lekalboy should have been patat malach shein tzirich legufa, is also raised by the Ramban in Maseches Shabbos Daf Kufav, where this sugya also, this same sugya appears in Shabbos Daf Kufav, and the Ramban has a great arichas over there. And the Ramban over there says the Yesod, he connects the case of Chayv of Tzarech al-Kalbai to other cases where he has a klal, whereas the Yesod, which is very, very relevant, halacha l'maisa. The Ramban asks why Chayv of Tzarech al-Kalbai isn't part of Malach Shein Tzarech al-Gufa. And the Ramban answers, he says, let's go back and start with talking about a different malacha. There's a Mishnah in Maseches Shabbos Daf Kuf Dalet, where the Mishnah talks about somebody that cuts his nails or cuts his hair on Shabbos. And although the statement of the Mishnah itself is that he's potter, but the Gemara then says, but he's only potter because he was doing it with a shinui, but if he would do it bekli, if he would use scissors to cut his nails or to cut his hair, he'd be chayav. So there's a Gemara on Shabbos, Daf Kuf Dalet, that says getting a haircut on Shabbos, shaving on Shabbos, cutting your nails on Shabbos, is a malacha d'oraisa and you're chayav. Zok Tosfos, a very short comment of Tosfos, it's one line. On that which the Gemara says, Avol b'kli, you'd be chayav, Zok Tosfos, haynu k'Rabbi Yehuda, d'machayav v'malacha shein etzrich l'gufa. In other words, Tosfos was bothered by Akasha. How could you be chayav for the malacha? How could you be chayav on a malacha d'oraisa? When you cut your nails or cut your hair, what malacha is this? It's a tolda of the malacha of geizes, of shearing a sheep. But when you shear a sheep, you shear the sheep not to make the sheep more comfortable. You shear a sheep because you want the wool. So if cutting your hair is a tolda of geizes, so when is cutting your hair a malacha? When you cut your hair because you want the hair. But ordinarily, when a person gets a haircut, he gets a haircut because he wants his head to be free of hair. He wants to be more comfortable. He cuts his nails because he wants his hands to be free of the nails. He's not doing it because he wants to collect nails or because he wants to collect hair. So he's not doing it for the right purpose. Isn't it a malach shein tzrich l'gufa? So and for Taisvis and a chanami, it is a malach shein tzrich l'gufa. That which the Gemara says chayev means aliba d'Rabbi Yehuda, who's machayev a malach shein tzrich l'gufa. But we who paskin like Rav Shimon, Rav Rishain and paskin like Rav Shimon, the Rambam paskins like Rav Yehuda, but Rav and Shulchan Aruch is considered to support that as two days. But Rav Rishain and paskin like Rav Shimon, so therefore Tosfos says that Ladidan, that we paskin like Rav Shimon, that Malach Shein Tzrich L'Gufa is Pater, and Echanami, getting a haircut, cutting your nails, would not be a Malach D'Oraisa, you'd be Pater because it's Malach Shein Tzrich L'Gufa. But Tosfos says this, but Tosfos doesn't even call it really a Kasha, he just makes this comment. But Lamaisa, it's very shver in the Gemara, because the Lashon of the Gemara is that Divri HaKoyl, you're chayev. When you cut your nails with a kli, the Gemara says Divri HaKoyl, you're chayev. To say that means Dafka Limud Rabbi Yehuda is a doichik. So the Ramban and Dafka Vav comes back to this kasha. And the Ramban says that there's a that what I see from there is the Yesod. That when there's a malacha, whose definition is separating one thing from another, like geizes, which is separating the wool from the guf of the sheep, so then the malach is considered tzrich l'gufa no matter which part you need. Whether you're doing it for the wool or whether you're doing it for the sheep, either way it's a malacha, because the lashon of the Ramban is mipnei shehakol davar echad v'hanetila hi atzma hamalacha. Since the malacha is the taking, so in both cases, when you shear the sheep, what are you trying to do? Take the wool. Take the wool off of the guf. When you get a haircut, also, what are you trying to do? Take the hair off of the guf. Since the malacha is a malacha of netila, of taking one thing away from the other, so whichever one it is that you're interested in, either way, it's considered a tzrich l'gufa. Then zok the Ramban, al pizeh, I have a teretz, that tastes his kasha, the kasha that tastes is raised over here in Bava Kama. Now, why isn't Chayv of Tzarech L'Afrei Malach Shein Tzrich L'Gufa? Zok the Ramban, because the Malach of Chayvel is also a Malach of Netila, of taking one thing away from the other. It's taking Dam away from the Guf. Dam, again, it's going with what Tosfos said, that the Dam is the Nefesh, the Dam is the Neshama. Netila's Neshama. That's a Malach of Netila, just like Geizes. And so, whether you're doing it for the Tzarech of the Guf, that it should be without Dam, or whether you're doing a tzarech of the dam because you want to have it, either way you're going to be chayev. The Magen Avram in Simen Shin Gimel, Sifkat and Chav Beis, brings down this Yisoid LaHalacha. He brings it down B'Shem the Rivash. And the Chacham Tzvi in Simen Pei Beis says that Chin Das Ruiv HaPaiskim, that which means that what they're saying is that when a person gets a haircut, he's doing a malacha d'oraisa. When a person cuts his nails or shaves, he's doing a malacha d'oraisa. Not like Tosfos said on Daf Tzadi Dalet and Masechta Shabbos, that it's a malacha shein tzricha legufa, and it would only be a d'rabbanan according to Rabbi Shimon, which is how we paskin. The Magen Avraham, the Chacham Tzvi, they say that the Das Reiv HaPaiskim is that no, you'd be chayev from d'oraisa, because like the Ramban says, that a malacha whose purpose is to separate one thing from the other is considered tzricha legufa, regardless of which of the two things you're interested in. The Chacham Tzvi says, and again, the Magen Avraham quotes it not from the Ramban, but B'Shem the Rivash. The Chacham Tzvi says, Yachin Das Reiv HaPaiskim. He doesn't explain who he means, Reiv HaPaiskim. The Dvar Avram in Simen Chav Daled discusses this sugya, and he says that the Chacham Tzvi, what he meant, Yachin Das Reiv HaPaiskim, is because what the Rivash says is really the Ramban. He's mitzayin to this Ramban and Daf Kavav, and he says that the Ran over there in that sugya also says the same thing. So it's already a consensus of many Rishonim, the Ramban, the Ran, the Rivash. That's why the Chacham Tzvi called it Das Reiv HaPaiskim. Then the Dvar Avram says a very Gishmak HaChidosh. Look to Dvar Avram. If you look for the Shir, for the Malacha of Geizes, so in the Rambam, in Perek Tesef, Echel Shabbos Halacha Zayin, the Rambam says that the Shir for Geizes is Kamalei Rechiv Hasit, which means the space between two of the fingers, and it's a Shir that appears in the Mishnah and is discussed in the Gemara on Daf Kuf Hey Amud Beis. But the Gemara over there and the Mishnah never says it like Gabi the Malach of Geizes. It says it like Gabi the Malach of Tzeveya, which is dyeing the wool, which is other and Menapes, the Malachs that have to do with wool, but it never says it like Gabi Geizes shearing the wool. And as a matter of fact, for Keret, we find in the Gemara a different shear. In the Gemara Daf Tzadi Dalet, after the Mishnah we were talking about before, where says that, or the Gemara that says that if you cut your hair or your fingernails with a kli, your chayev, then the Gemara is talking about the shear, and it mentions over there a shear of shtei saris. So if the Gemara over there says the shear of shtei saris, so why does the Rambam say the shear is kamali reichef asit? Zog to Dvar Avram, the fili yisayid of the Ramban and the Rivash, that there are really two malachis of geizes. You're doing the malacha d'oraisa of geizes when you are coming to collect wool, to collect hair, when you're interested in having the hair, and you're also doing malacha of geizes when you're trying to make your skin more comfortable. So these two malachis have two different shiurim. He says it's mistabrish have two different shiurim, because not all hairs are the same length. The Gemara says that when you get a haircut, so it's a shiur of shtei saris. But that can't be a shiur for how much wool you're not allowed to take when you're interested in the wool, because shtei saris is not a shiur in how much hair you have. Two hairs. How big are the hairs? If it's two very small hairs, that's less hair than one very long hair. So shtei saris can't be a shear in how much hair you're not allowed to take. What shtei saris a shear in? How large an area on your face you shaved that it shouldn't be covered with hair. Like we find, where else do we find the shear of shtei saris? It's a shear of a kercha. When the Torah says, like, tesimu kercha for a mace, so over there, there's a shear of shtei saris. Over there, the malach has nothing to do with the hair that comes off, it has to do with the gap on the scalp. So in as far as a shear for a gap on your scalp or a shaven area on your face, there's a shear of shtei saris. But when it comes to malacha, the other malacha of geizes, the malacha of getting the wool, so shtei saris doesn't make sense. So the Rambam therefore assumed that the Gemara that gave the shear of shtei saris only means for that kind of a geizes, when you're interested in making the guf more comfortable. But the other kind of a geiz is when you're interested in getting the hair or getting the wool, that has to have a different shear. So it goes with the shear that we find for the other malachas that have to do with wool, like menapets and seveya, and it gives a shear of kamalei reichef hasit. Now, the Dvar Avram was connecting this Rivash and this Ramban. They both say this yisoid, then the malacha of geizes, as well as the malacha of chayvel, you're chayev regardless of which half of the separation you're interested in, whether you're interested in the guf being free of hair or the hair, or you're interested in collecting the hair itself, either way you're chayev. Now, in that respect, the Rivash and the Ramban are the same. But there's a ha'ara, Rabbi Zalman Meltzer makes a diuk that there are actually two different yesodis over here. Because the Ramban and the Rivash give two different hesberim for this chiddush that you're chayiv in both cases. The Ramban I mentioned before, that I read the lashon on the Ramban, that the malacha is the netila. When the malacha is the removal of one thing from the other, then regardless of whether you're interested in the one thing or in the other, either way, that's called the removal of one from the other. So you're chayiv for both. The Rivash says it differently. The Rivash says that you're chayiv regardless of which one you had intention for, because both of them were found in the Mishkan. Now this is based on the Tesis in Shabbos Tafsadi Dala, that the definition of tzricha legufa is that you're doing it for the same purpose for which it was done in the Mishkan. Zot the Rivash, but the malacha of Geizes was done for both purposes in the Mishkan. Why was it done for both purposes? Zot the Rivash, because there were different, there were various things that they needed. We know they needed wool for the big day kahuna. So they were geizes the tzemer from the back of the sheep for the purpose of getting the wool. But we know they also needed skins. The oiris tchashim, the oiris izim, these were things that were used to make the Mishkan. Now to get a skin of an animal, you have to take off the wool. So they were geizes tzemer in the Mishkan from the backs of the izim and the tchashim for the purpose of having skin that's free of wool, which is similar to the reason why we get a haircut or shave or cut our nails, to have our guf free of the hair. They also did goods in the Mishkan for the purpose of obtaining the wool. So the Rivash says that's why there's two malachas of goizes, there's two tzirachim that are called tzricha legufa by goizes, because we find both in the Mishkan. Dr. Mrs. Alan Meltzer, it's like a shmaka hezber, but it should not be equated with the Ramban. The Ramban is not saying that. The Ramban is saying not because of the history of the malacha, that if you look back in the Mishkan, it was done for two purposes, but because of the havana, because of the lumness of the malacha, that since it's the malacha of netila, meaning netila is davar echad nechaveray, so that misvara, it follows that there should be two tzurachim that are considered tzurich l'gufa, because a netila by definition has two halves, and either one is considered the maisa, the same thing that you're doing in the Mishkan, and therefore there are two types of tzurich l'gufa. Let's go on now to a Gemara in the middle of the Amud, where the Gemara says, Rava Amar Masnisim Meshegig Ukidatana Debe Chizkiya, and there's two pshatim in this Gemara, as you'll see in the Tesis de Bermaschal Masnisim Meshegig, there's a Machlekes, Rashi, and Tesis. Rashi learns that when Rava says Masnisim Meshegig, he actually doesn't mean that the Mishnah is the case of Shegig, because after all, earlier in the Sugya, the Gemara had never thought that the Mishnah was the case of Shegig. When the Gemara said, the Gemara thought that it was a case of Makalkel, where he's doing it and there's no positive benefit out of it. It's not Tzarech L'Kalwa, it's Tzarech L'Afroi. So the Gemara thought that it was a case of Makalkel, just the Gemara was bothered by Akasha. Why is there a Petur of Kimla with Rav Minei? So Rashi says that Rav is coming to answer that Kasha, and he says, Masnisim B'Shegeg, meaning to say that our Mishnah is a case of Makalkel, but Makalkel is just like Shegeg. And just like Tanya B'Chizkiya taught, that Chayvim Misa Shegigin have a Petur of Kimlei B'Dravmanei, so too, Makalkel on Shabbos also has a Petur of Kimlei B'Dravmanei. Tosfos argues with Rashi. Tosfos says, first of all, Ein HaLashon Mashmakein, that Rav says, Masnis Meshegig, and Dr. Rashi, who doesn't really mean the Mishnah is the case of Shegig, he just means that the Mishnah, which is a Makalkel, has the same din as a Shegig, Ein HaLashon Mashmakein. But then Tosfos says, Va'oid, Tosfos says, Ksalom Deshekash on Rashi. That which Rashi says that the Gemara is making a comparison between Shegig and Makalkel, and just like this Kimlei B'Dravmanei B'Shegig, so too this Kimlei B'Dravmanei B'Makalkel, is like Tosfos, the Lo Dami B'Shegig. Makalkel is not similar to Shegig, that there should be a din of Kimlei B'Dravmanei. Shegig Yesh by Yisr Malacha. Avol Kan Ein Yisr Malacha. Zok Tosfos, that in a Makalkel there's no Yisr Malacha at all, and so there wouldn't be a din of Kimlei B'Dravmanei. When you do a Malacha B'Shegig, Avad you over on a Malacha Dei Raisa, I have misa for it, but you're still over on a malacha de raisa. So there's a din of chayv misa shegig and patur minat hashlumen. But when you're a makalkil, which is nismait of the pasuk of malachas machsheves, that means it lost its shame malacha. But pashtus tesis means to say there is no aveira de raisa at all, and so there wouldn't be a din of kimlei b'dravmanei. Now, this machlekes Rashi and tesis here about whether there would be a din of kimlei b'dravmanei in a case of makalkil is very, very negeya to a chiddush, a well-known chiddush from Rabbi Kiva Eger. But before we go to the Tshuva of Rabbi Kiva Eger, we have to mention one more yediyah. There's a Gemara in Krisus Daf Yud Tes, which was quoted by Tosfos earlier on the Amud. If you take a look on the fifth narrow line on the top Tosfos, Tosfos quotes a Gemara in Krisus Daf Yud Tes where it says about Makalkal B'chabura, it says, Ha'ilu Makalkal Chayev Misasek Nami Chayev. The Gemara over there in Krisus equates the din of Makalkal with the din of Misasek. And the Gemara explains, because both of them are learned from Malachas Machsheves. And so if by Chabura we say that you don't, that Makalkal is Chayev, that means you don't require Malachas Machsheves. If so, Huadin Misasek is also going to be Chayev, because they both learn from Malachas Machsheves. So the Gemara there equates Makalkal with Misasek, which means that if we have a Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos about whether there'd be a din of Kimlev Yeravminei by a Makalkal, the Chayev, there would also be a Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos about whether there would be a din of Kimlev Yeravminei when a person does a Malach on Shabbos b'Misasek. That brings us to the Shailas HaTshuvas Rabbi Akiva Eiger Simen Ches, one of the most well-known shtiklach in the Shailas HaTshuvas Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Rabbi Akiva Eiger over there was bothered by a kasha. He's talking about the halacha of Misasek, and we know that there are two dinim of Misasek. There's a din of Misasek in Kol HaTorah Kula. We learn from the word ba, which is written in the parsha of Karmel Chatos, ba prat l'Misasek, that in any aveir, if a person is Misasek, he's prat from a Karmel Chatos. Over there, Misasek means that if he didn't realize he was doing the malacha altogether, there's an aveira of being sheichet pechutz. The shecht, an animal of kachim, outside of the azara, is an aveira. Let's say he walked over to an animal and he had no idea that it was an animal of kachim. He thought that it was an animal of chulin, and he shecht it. That's a misasek. It's different than a sheikik. Sheikik means he knows that this is the aveira of kachim mechutz, but he forgot that you're not allowed to do it. He knows that he's shechting kachim mechutz, but he forgot that you're not allowed to shecht kachim mechutz. Over here, he didn't realize that he was shechting kachim mechutz because he thought that that animal was chulin. So that's a classic misasik of Kol HaTorah Kula. That's learned from Ba Pratla Misasik. But there's an additional din of misasik, Dafka and Hilcha Shabbos, which is learned from Malachas Machsheves, where even if the person knows he's doing a malacha, but he thinks he's doing a malacha on a different chafetz than what he's actually doing, he intended to uproot one plant from the ground. And he underreached, and he ended up pulling up a different plant from the ground. He intended to carry certain fruits out to the Rishas Rabbim. And he picked up the wrong thing and he ended up carrying different fruits. He was carrying apples when he thought he was carrying strawberries. That's a misasik. That wouldn't be a misasik in the rest of the Torah. When it comes to Lamashal Kachim Bechutz, if he thought he was shechting one animal of Kachim and he really shechted a different animal of Kachim, that wouldn't patter him out of Ba'al Misasik. But when it comes to Halachas Shabbos, we learn from Halachas Shabbos that that's also called misasik. So those are the two dinim of misasik, a special category of misasik of Halachas Shabbos. But there's a Gemara in Bava Kama, not our Gemara, Bava Kama Daf Chav Vav. I'm not going to mention the case, but there's a Gemara in Bava Kama which describes a case where the person has no idea that he's doing a malach at all, and the Gemara says that he'd be potter from Shabbos because of malach machshavas. Why does the Gemara mention over there malach machshavas? Over there, it's the same type of misasik that's potter in Kol HaTorah Kula. So the Gemara should have mentioned the drush of Bava Pratla Misasik. Zokter Bikiveger a Gavaldig Chidush. That even that type of misasek, which is common to Shabbos and to other Averis, where you don't realize you're doing the Avera at all, and we said every Avera in the Torah has such a patur of misasek, but still, the patur by Shabbos is different, is greater than the patur by Kol HaTorah Kula. How is it greater? Zechter B'Kivager as follows. In Kol HaTorah Kula, there's a patur that is written in the parsha of Karmel Chatas. That means that it just patters you from a karban. But it's not mafkia the shem aveira. If a person does an aveira b'misasek, he's over the aveira, but he doesn't have to bring a karban. We learn from Malachas Machsheves that if a person is misasek in Malacha on Shabbos, it's not called a maisa aveira at all. On a deraisa dikkel level, at least, Dr. B'Kivager, it's not an aveira at all. And so therefore, whenever the Gemara is talking about Hilchas Shabbos, the Gemara will mention the drush of Malachas Machsheves rather than the drush of Ba, even if it's a case that would be covered by the drush of Ba, because the drush of Malachas Machsheves takes us further. It takes us not just to patrim from the Chatas, but it takes it out of the category of Malach at all. Now, then Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, what's the nafkamina between saying that you're part of a Karban Chatas and saying that it's not an Aveira at all? obviously, it's not. We're not talking about are you allowed to do it. It's not going to make enough nafkamina l'inyan. Are you allowed to do it lachatchila? Because by definition, a mesasek has no case of lachatchila. Mesasek means you don't know what you're doing, so you can never do it on purpose. You can't purposely be a mesasek. So what's a nafkamina when we say it's not called an aveir at all? Zakir b'kivei eger, it'll make a nafkamina. The guy with the din of kimalei b'drabaminei. The mesasek of kol ter kula, which is just pater from machatas. But it's still considered a Maisa Aveira, that would still be Shayach, if it's type of Aveira for which one is Chayav Misa, it would still be Shayach to have a din of Kimlai B'Ravne. But the Misasik of Hilchas Shabbos, like Rabbi Kivager, since it's Mufka from the whole Shem Malacha, it's not going to have a din of Kimlai B'Ravne. Now this Chiddush of Rabbi Kivager says it about Misasik, is the same vert that our Tosfos says about Makalkel. But Makalkel and Misasek are the same, like you see in the Gemara in Krisis Daf Yates. And so L'chayru, what our Tosfos is saying is a raya to Rabbi Kivager, it's a makar for Rabbi Kivager. But at the same time, Frek the Oinig Yontif, Shas Teshuvah Simen Chof, says that yeah, while Tosfos may look like it's a makar for Rabbi Kivager's Chiddush, but Rashi is not like that. Rashi says in our Gemara, that when Rava says Masnitzim b'Shegig, he really means Masnitzim b'Makalkel, and we learn from Shegig to Makalkel that Makalkel also is a din of Kimlei B'Ravne. It was Zokta in a Gyantif, the Chiddush of Rabbi Kivager is Keneged this Rashi. It may be like Tosfos, but Al Kapanim I would see that it's Talya b'Plukta the Rashi of Tosfos. That's in a Gyantif's Ha'ara on this Chiddush of Rabbi Kivager and Legabe the first Nafkamina that he says Le'inin Kimlei B'Ravne. Then Rabbi Kivager says it's Sveta Nafkamina. What would be the halacha if one sees his friend doing an aver b'mesasek? Is he mitzuv l'hafrishai? Dr. Kivager, if it's shar averis, so then even though he's a mesasek, that patas from machatas, but it's not mafkia the shem avera, so there'd be a halacha that you have to be mafrisha me'isura. But if it was a case of malacha on Shabbos, then again, al kapanim on a direct level, he wouldn't be mitzuvah l'afrishai because the halacha, the gzeirat kasuv, malachas machsheves, teaches us that it's not considered an aveir at all. Then there's a third nafkamina, which is not mentioned explicitly in the tshuva of Rabbi Kivager, but it emerges b'chavonas Rabbi Kivager from a very interesting story that's told in the newest edition of the Shalat Teshuvas Rabbi Kivager that was printed with the Pirush Achiza ba'akev. Over there, he brings down a maisa. That Rabbi Shmuel Salanter once sent a shayla to Rabbi Kivager, and his shayla was as follows. We know that the halacha that if a person is eating vegetables that are murzik b'teloyim, so he has to be boidik the vegetables to make sure that there's no teloyim. For Rabbi Shmuel Salanter, why does he have to be boidik the vegetables? Why can't he just eat the vegetables? And he's intending to eat, let's say it's lettuce, he's intending to eat the lettuce. And if there are some little insects in there also, which he doesn't even realize are there, so he's a misasek legabe the insects. And since misasek is a betur and kol tara kula, so he's not doing anything wrong. So why does he even have to check? Rabbi Shmuel Salanter had this shaila. He sent it to Rabbi Kivager, and he never got a tshuva. Years later, Rabbi Kivager was already nifter. Rabbi Shmuel Salanter was much younger. So years later, Rabbi Shmuel Salanter met Rabbi Shlomo Eger. And he told him, you know, I once sent your father a shayla, and I never got a tshuva. Rabbi Shlomo Eger told him that Simen Ches in the Shalat Teshuvas Rabbi Kivager, this tshuva that we've been talking about, was actually written as a response to your shayla. But he didn't send it, Rabbi Shlomo Eger said, because since the Rav in Salant at that time, Rav Hirsch Salanter, was known to be a great Goyin and Talmud Chacham, Rabbi Kivager thought that it was a zilzal in his kavod that somebody from his shtat was sending shailas to me. So therefore, he didn't send a tshuva to that. But he wrote the tshuva. And later, when someone else sent him a similar shaila, which was totally on the same lamdas, so he took your tshuva out of his notes, the tshuva that he wrote to you, he took it out of his notes, and he wrote it to this other shaila. So the shaila that he actually sent the tshuva to respond to was about the nafkamina I was just mentioning before, about whether if you see your friend doing an aver b'mesasek, you're mitzuvah l'afrishai. But the original kavanah of Rabbi Kivager was that this is the teretz to Rabbi Shmuel Salanter's kasha about the teloyim. Why can't I just not worry about the Teilayim? And even if there are Teilayim there, but I'm a Mesasek, the Teretz is. Because Mesasek and Kol Terakula is not a Patur. It's not Mafkia the Shem Aveira. It's just the Patur from the Karban Chatas. But it doesn't take off the Shem Aveira. So you'll be doing an Aveira, and Aveira Day Reis if there are Teilayim there. So Avadi Yumachuyiv to take precautions in advance to make sure that you don't do that. That's why it's Chayav and Bedika. So there's three nafkaminas then that emerge. One legabe kimel v'ramine, one legabe mitzuvah lafriche, and one legabe doing a medika in advance to check from telayim. Now lemaisa mentioned before that the onigyantif was ma'irah that Rabbi Chivekos chiddush is toloi on the machlekes Rashi and Taisus here in our sugya. The onigyantif goes on to say that he disagrees with Rabbi Chivekos altogether. He has a raya, among his other writers, I'm going to mention one that we know the Mishnah Maseches Shabbos says L'yetzei echayit v'machtei shem yishkach v'yetzei Shabbos Daf Yud Aleph, that we take precautions even before Shabbos gzeiros to make sure that you don't walk out on Shabbos with a machat in your pocket without realizing it. Like the Enigantif, if a person would walk out, if he would actually go out on Shabbos with the machat in his pocket, he's only misasik. What's he doing? He's walking into a Rishus Rabbim. He's carrying something. He doesn't even know that he's carrying something. It's in his pocket and he's not aware of it. So it's mamash and misasek. So why is there a gezeira to prevent that from happening if that's not even a ma'isa aveira? Elamai, I see from there that it is a ma'isa aveira. I, Rabbi Chivager, brought rise that it's not. So he said, well, first of all, we saw already that Rashi and Arsig is mavur, not like Rabbi Chivager. I, Toisvis, sounds yes like Rabbi Chivager. Toisvis is also not a raya. So the Anugyantif says, and he is a little bit back into the Shaklev Tari of our sugya, the Anugyantif says something very geschmack. He says, remember, we've been making a comparison between Makalkal and Mesasek, but the Shtickel Tosis here is not about Mesasek. It's not about Rabbi Chivager's discussion. It's about Makalkal. Within Makalkal, there are two types of Makalkal. As we saw in our sugya, there's the Makalkal of Rabbi Avohu, where he's a Makalkal Gomer, and there's the Makalkal of Rabbi Yechanan, where there's a Tikkun Ksas. Now, this step of the Gemara, Rava Amar, is coming to be Miyashev Akasha the Gemara asked on Rabbi Yechanan. Meaning the Gemara had come to bring a raya that you're chayiv even by a makalkal gomer, and the Gemara is coming to answer that it's not a raya, which means that the makalkal in this part of the Gemara is the makalkal gomer. It's on that which Tosfos says that it's not considered an aveir in kan isra malacha, and there wouldn't be a din of kumulah with Rabbanei. But the Gemara increased us. That says that Makalkal is equivalent to Misasek, that's going on Libid Hilchasa, and we pass on the Rabbi Yechanan. So the Makalkal over there is the Makalkal that has a Tikkun Ksas. Tosfos never said on that Makalkal that it wouldn't be a Malacha at all. Maybe that Makalkal is a Shtikkel Malacha, like a Shegi, it's some kind of an Aveira Dei Raisa. And if Misasek is equated to that, so for Kert, Misasek is also going to be an Aveira Dei Raisa. So therefore, the Ein Gentiv says, bottom line, what you have is a Rashi, which is Lahedya Nishvi Rabbi Chivager, and a Tais, which is really not a Raya. So therefore, the Ein Gentiv says that he disagrees, and he comes to the conclusion that a Masasik, even on Shabbat, is considered a Maisa Aveira. Now, what's so fascinating about this Chiddush of Rabbi Chivager is that there were two halves to Rabbi Chivager's Chiddush, and there are Cholkim in both directions. What do I mean? What were the two halves of Rabbi Chivager's Chiddush? Rabbi Chivager was Machalik between the Mesasek of Shabbos and the Mesasek of Kol Terakula. That Mesasek on Shabbos is not a Maisa Aveira at all. Mesasek in Kol Terakula is a Maisa Aveira. The Oneg Yontif argues with the part about Shabbos. Rabbi Chivager says that Mesasek on Shabbos is not an Aveira at all. The Oneg Yontif says, no, it is an Aveira. But there's another Shita, the Shita of the Nesivis, who argues on the other half, on that which Rabbi Chivager said, that Mekalkel in Shara Aveiras is considered an Aveira. So that's not like the Nesivis, and also not like, apparently, this Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, who thought that Misasek, even in Shara Aveiras, is not an Aveira at all. What's the Nesivis? So the emphasis, I say the Nesivis argues with Rabbi Chivager, really is Rabbi Chivager coming to argue with the Nesivis. Rabbi Chivager brings down this Nesivis. The Nesivis is in his Sefer Makur Chaim, the Nesivis is Sefer on Erech Chaim, which is primarily on Hilchas Pesach. Makur Chaim, the beginning of Simon Tuf Lamed Aleph, where the Nesivis asks the Kasha. Why is there an Aveira of Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzei on Chomitz She'ena Yidua, which is Machalik Rishayim, the Taisus of Sacham Nachav Beis that says there's no Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzei on Chomitz She'ena Yidua, but many Rishayim argue and hold that there's an Aveira of Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzei even on Chomitz She'ena Yidua. In fact, the Nesivis, if it's any Yidua, so you don't even know that you're doing the Aveira. What's the Aveira of Bal Yirah? To possess Chomitz. And now, if you're not aware of any chametz in your house, so as far as you know, you're not possessing chametz. And again, this is not shegig. Shegig would mean that I am possessing chametz knowingly, but without knowing that you're not allowed to. But if I'm possessing it unknowingly, so that means I'm doing an aveira without even knowing that I'm doing an aveira, so that's a misasek. So why do you have to do b'dikas chametz? Why do you have to check your house to find the chametz that you don't know about? If you don't know about it, so you're just a misasek. Let it stay in your house and you'll be a misasek. You won't be ever by your rabbi matzek. Because of this kasha, he says a chiddush, that there's a chiluk between an aveira that does have a maisa and an aveira that doesn't have a maisa. But the premise of his kasha was that if it's a misasek, it's not an aveira at all. Rabbi Kiviger quotes this. Rabbi Kiviger says that Yedidi, the Makar Chaim, because Rabbi Kiviger and the Nesivis had a very close shaychus with each other, they were close friends. And the Nesivis had already written this sefer on Hilchos Pesach, the Makar Chaim, and Rabbi Kiviger quotes from the sefer of his friend, the Makar Chaim, who was bothered, why is there a Isser by Yerol, by Yomotzi, and Chomesh, and Yidua, Ayer Mesasek? Zokter B'Kiveger, he was assuming that Mesasek is not an Aveir at all, but really that's not correct, because in Shara Veiris, like by Yerol, by Yomotzi, that's Shara Veiris, in Shara Veiris it is a Maisa Aveir, it's just true from Achi of Chatas. Only in Hilchos Shabbos do we say that it's not an Aveir at all. So B'Kiveger is in the middle, holding that on Shabbos it's not an Aveir at all, but by Shara Veiris it is an Aveir. You have the Nesivis arguing in one direction, who holds that in Kol Torah Kula, a Mesazik is not an Aveir at all. And on the other hand, you have the Oni Gyantif arguing in the opposite direction and saying that even on Shabbos, it's still considered a Maisa Aveira. The Gemara on Amud Beis brings the famous halach of Rabbi Barnasim, Ta'an Echitim Hoidla B'Sa'irin Pater. If you look at the Rush Simon Tes Vav, the Rush brings down that there are three Mahalchim and Rishainim to explain the reason for this halacha, because L'Chayr it's very schwer. What patters the nitva from paying the sa'irim? If the nitva is moida that he owes sa'irim, so the chayr is a halacha by doas bal din kamei edim dami, so he should be obligated by his haidah to pay the sa'irim. Why is he patter from paying al kapanim sa'irim? So Zok the Rush, the first pshat is Rashi. Rashi learns that he's patter because of mechila. The teveya, by saying you owe me chitim, means to be meichel any other things that you may owe. Chitim, that's what I want from you. I don't want anything else. So if you owe me Sa'irim, I'm Meichel on the Sa'irim. The Rashi is really, we have, this is the Rashi here on our page, Rashi Dibra Maschel Pater, the end of the Rashi, Rashi writes, V'achuli Machel Gabei. And so the Mechila is able to pater the Nitva from any Chiv the Nitva may have had, al tziz Haidah. True, the Nitva had a Haidah, which would be Mechayev and him in the Sa'irim. But the Teveya, by saying it's chitim, not sa'irim, he means to say, I don't want the sa'irim. So he's being meichel that taina, and therefore the nitva is pater from that. The Rush brings a second pshat, the pshat of the Ramah. The Ramah says that the reason why the nitva is not obligated by his haidah is because since his haidah was offered voluntarily, did not come in response to any tviya on the part of the Teveya, therefore, it doesn't obligate him. There's no din of haidah. Well, then, kamei edim dami, he could be chayzer from his haidah and say meshat ani bach. And the Ramah says that this is really mefurish in a teisefta. This is a teisefta which doesn't appear in the Talmud Bavli, but it's in the teisefta Maseches Bava Metzia. It says over there that which haidah. Well, then, kamei edim dami is only if there was a tviya from the teveya. So you had to respond to something, and then you were made there. Or if there were edim on some details and you had to respond to the edim and say what the story was, and you gave a haidah, in those cases where you had to say something, then your haidah is kamei edim dami. But any time that your haidah was offered voluntarily, the Tosefta compares it to a pes sha'asar hu a pes shehitir, and he's able to be chayzer, and the Ramah adds, and even if it's not toich kedei dibur, he could be chayzer, and he's not obligated by such a haidah. Zok the Ramah, that's pshat on our sugya, and the chiddush of Rabbi Bar Nosson is that ta'an echitim v'hoidla v'sa'irin also is considered as if he's offering this haidah voluntarily. Even though over here it's not mamash voluntarily, somebody made a tviya, somebody said you owe me something, ta'an echitim, but the chiddush of Rabbi Bar Nosson is that since what he was maideh was not the same thing that the other person was teveya, so it's considered as if it's an independent haidah that's not related to the tviya. So it's just like the case where he came in on his own and he voluntarily was made to something, so he's able to say Meshata Anibach. Now, this Yisoid of the Ramah is very negeya, quite aside from the question of whether or not it's the Pshat in Ar Sugya, but the Etzem Halacha that he says, that he quotes from the Tesefta, that there's no din of Hodah's Bal Din when you're offering the Hodah voluntarily. Take a look in the Shulchan Aruch, Simen Pei Aleph, Sif Chaf Gimel, and the Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch says not like that. The Mechaber in the Shulchan Aruch says that any time that a person is moed that he owes something, bain if the Hidah is in response to a tefiyah, bain if the Hidah is offered voluntarily, he's chayev, it's kemeya edim, and he cannot retract it, he cannot say mishat ani bach. So the Mechaber Paskin is not like this, Ramah. But the Shach over there in Sofkat and Nun Vav has a great arichos, and he comes to argue on the Mechaber. And he says, there's a Beferish HaTosefta that says that you could retract any Hidah that was offered voluntarily. Why would you not pass like that Tosefta? And although it's true that the Tosefta is never brought down on the Talmud Bavli, but if there's no right that the Gemara argues with the Tosefta, then we should accept it lahalacha. And furthermore, Zak the Shach, we find many, many Mekayis in Rishonim where we see that the Rishonim named on this Tosefta lahalacha. And the Shach is such a great arichas, it's one of those places where there's an entire page in Shulchan Aruch which has no Shulchan Aruch, no Sma, it's just the Shach, the whole page on two columns. And the Shach goes through tremendous bekiyas in Rishonim all over Shas, bringing Mekayres Rayas that the Rishonim held with this Tesefta. And one of the sugyas that he discusses is our sugya. And he says from the Ramah, it's Mavur that he held that this Tesefta is true lahalacha. And then Zak the Shach, and even though not all Rishonim accept the Ramah's Pshat in the Gemara, as we'll see in a few minutes, the Rush said that he doesn't like the Ramah's Pshat in the Gemara, but that's only the Gabi learning that that's Pshat and Tani Chit Mahidli B'sa'ibin. But the original premise of the Ramah, that if there's no tefiyah at all, and you just offer a Hidah voluntarily, you're not bound by that Hidah, and you can say Meshat Ani Bach, the Rosh also is Maida to that premise of the Ramah. And therefore the Shach, at the end of his shtickle, he argues the halacha with the Mechaber and says, we pass him like this Tesefta, that there's no din of Hidah, while din kamei edim dami, whenever the Hidah was offered voluntarily. We have so far two pshatim in why Tanachit Mahidla v'Sa'irim Pater. Rashi learns it's because the Teveya is Meichel to the Nitva, the Sa'irim that he owes. And the Ramah says it's because the Nitva could be Chizir from his Hidah and say Meshat Anibach. But the Rush says that he doesn't like either of these pshatim. The pshat of Rashi he doesn't like because he says Misvara. It doesn't make sense to say that when a person comes in and says, you owe me chitim, that means he's saying, anything else that you owe me, I don't want. I'm meichel to you. What's the raya that he's meichel at? Maybe he has a whole long list of tefiyas. He has 10 tefiyas to make, but he can't make them all in one day. So he came in today and he said, I want you to give me the chitim that you owe me. And maybe another day he was going to come in and say, I want you to pay me the sa'irim that you owe me. What's the raya that he was meichel on the sa'irim? So the pshat of Rashi doesn't like misara. The pshat of the Ramah, the Rush says that that doesn't work in the Shach of our Gemara. Why? Because although in the case of Rabbi Bar Nosson Tanechit Mahidla B'Sa'irin, you could very well say that he was just offering this, that there wasn't really anything that obligated him to say something. So it's like he was volunteering it. But the Gemara stels to Rabbi Bar Nosson to the dinim of our Mishnah. Now, Zuck the Rush, very important Yisrael in our Sugya. Zuck the Rush, in our Mishnah, we're talking about where there were Edim. If there were Edim, what are they arguing about? The Edim don't know the details, which Shur was Negeach, but there were Edim on the Negicha. Edim come in and say, Reuven Shur killed Shimon Shur, and then Reuven and Shimon, the Masek and the Nizek, they argue, was it the Gadol, was it the Katan, was it the Tam, was it the Muad, all of the cases of the Mishnah. But there are Edim on the Negicha. How does the Rush know that there were Edim on the Negicha? You don't see that in the Mishnah. Zuck the Rush, because we're talking about, at least many of the cases of the Mishnah, about a Shur Tam, whose Tashlumin is Palga Nizka Knasa, and a Maida B'Knas is Potter. So if you just had the Teveya and the Nitva, the Teveya saying, Lamashal, that your Gadol was Mazik Me, and the Nizik was saying that the Katan was Mazik Me, there wouldn't be any Chiv, even if they would agree on the same Shar. Even if the Nizik said that your Gadol was Mazik Me, and the Mazik says, it's true, my Gadol was Mazik you, he still wouldn't have to pay, because Maida B'Knas Potter. So he only has to pay if there are Edim. So Al Kurcha, Chacha B'Mayaskina, that there were Edim on the Negicha, just the Edim didn't know which Shar. And once there are Edim on the Negicha, so this is not a case of the Nitva voluntarily offering a Hidah. He had to say something. He had to say which Shur it was. So he said that it was the Katan. So that Avad is the kind of a Hidah that is Mechayev of you. You can't retract that Hidah. You can't say Meshatani Bach Hidah. It's called Kamei Edim Dami. So therefore the Rush says that he doesn't agree with the Ramaz Pshah in the Sugya. So Rashi's Pshat, he didn't like Misvara. The Ramad's Pshat, he doesn't like Atta Shachavatari of the Gemara. So what's the Pshat then in Tani Chit Mahidlai B'Sa'irim? Zuck the Rush, it's because while the Nitva has a Hidah that he does owe Sa'irim, but on the other hand, the Teveya also has a Hidah that he doesn't owe Sa'irim. Why so? Because Zuck the Rush, Tani Chit Mahidlai B'Sa'irim means that they identify the exact mice that they were talking about, the time and place. The Teveya says that on such and such a day, you lent me, I gave you, I was mafkid by you, chitim. And the Nitva says back, no, I remember the story you're talking about, that day, that place, but it wasn't chitim that you gave me, it was sa'irim. So since they're arguing about the same story, so it can't be there was another tviya that he has for sa'irim. The sa'irim that the Nitva is being maida, the Teveya is saying, no, that wasn't sa'irim, that was chitim. The Nitva is saying it wasn't chitim, it was sa'irim. So just like the Nitva is being maida that he does owe sa'irim, the Teveya is being maida that, no, you don't owe me the sa'irim. So therefore, Basin won't be mechayiv the Nitva to give the sa'irim, even though the Nitva is being maida that he owes it, because kineged the haidah of the Nitva, there's a haidah of the Teveya that you don't owe it. Zak the Rush, that's the final, that's what the Rush holds as the best pshat in the sugya. But to review, the three pshatim were, according to Rashi, the Nitva isn't chayiv because the Teveya is meichel. The Rush learns that the Nitva isn't chayiv because the Teveya is meideh. The Ramah learns that Teveya isn't chayiv because his haidah is not a real haidah, it's baldin.
For the next shtickle, I want to talk about a nafkamina between the Tam of Mechila and the Tam of Haidah, because l'chayr they seem very similar, but Zok the Shach and Simon Peches have cut in Yud Zayin that there's a big nafkamina between the Pshat of Rashi that the Nitva is Pater because we consider that the Teveya was Meichel to him, the Sa'irim, and the Tam of the Rush that the Nitva is Pater because we consider that the Teveya was Meide that he doesn't owe the Sa'irim. The nafkamina is legabe the chiddush of the Ramah. If you take a look at the Ramah, after the Mechaber brings down the words of our Gemara, that Tanei Chidim Ha'idloi B'Sa'irim, Pater, the Nitva does not have to give even the Sa'irim, Zok the Ramah. Af al pi shehanitva yodeya shechayiv loy Sa'irim, even though the Nitva knows deep down in his heart that he owes the Sa'irim, Einei Chayiv L'Shalim, he doesn't have to pay, he doesn't have to give the Sa'irim even though he knows that he's Chayiv. Zok the Shach, that's true according to Rashi, because of this, that there's a time of Mechila. So then we could say that even though the Nitva knows where I really owe you Sa'irim, I got Sa'irim from you, I'm supposed to give back the Sa'irim to you, but you're Meichel. So if a person is Meichel, then even if the Chiv was a real Chiv, but after Mechila, I don't have to pay. Zok the Shach, but according to the time of the Rosh, that what patters the Nitva is the Teveya's Haidah, and Haidah's Baldin Kamei Edim Dami. That's negated to Beistin. Beistin can't be mechayev the Nitva to pay, because even though the Nitva was moided that he owes Sa'irim, but the Teveya was moided that he doesn't owe the Sa'irim, so there's a Haidah's Baldin on both sides, so that freezes Beistin. They don't know what to do, like a tray or tray. So Beistin won't be mechayev him to pay. But the Nitva, he knows in his own heart that his Haidah is true, and the other Haidah is not true. If he knows that he owes Sa'irim, so even though the Teveya is being moided that he doesn't owe Sa'irim, and it's like there's 100 witnesses that he doesn't owe Sa'irim, but he knows that it's 100 false witnesses. If I owe you money, and 100 people say in Basin that I don't owe you the money, but I know that they're all lying, if I keep the money in my pocket, Avada Magazlin. Basin will listen to the Edim, but Klape Shmaya, I'd be considered a Gazlin if I don't pay the money because witnesses pattered me if I know that I'm really Chayev. So too if a Haidah as well didn't patters me. According to the Rush, that the only reason the Nitva is Pater is because the Teveya is Moide that he doesn't owe the Sa'irim, and Haidah's Baldin Kamei Edim Dami. But the Nitva Atzmai would be Chayiv L'Shalem to satisfy his Chiv Klape Shemayim. I don't mean Latsi Sidei Shemayim. I mean that even though Basin won't force him, but he's really Mechuyiv Al Pidin. According to what he knows to be true, he is considered a gazlan if he keeps the money and the sa'irim, and so he would be chayef to give the sa'irim. So therefore the Shach says that whereas according to Rashi, the Nitva has no obligation to give the sa'irim, according to the Rush, the Nitva would be chayef to give the sa'irim. But the Shach says, but it's up to the Nitva alone. Only he could be mechayef himself. But Beistin wouldn't be in his kakim lai, because as far as Beistin is concerned, there's a hidas baldin on both sides, so they don't know which way to act. It's like a trade or trade, so Beistin's not going to be mechayef him to pay. Now the Nesivis, in Simen Peches, Sifkot and Gimel, the Nesivis brings down this Shach, and he says, Ve'ein loy havana. He says, this ein havana ledvarim elu l'chayra, is the Lashon of the Nesivis. Even though the Nesivis is moide in lamdas, that what the Shach said is right.
that according to the time of Mechila, the Nitva doesn't have to pay. According to the time of Hidah, the Nitva does have to pay. But that which the Shach says, that Basin wouldn't enforce this Chiyav, L'chayre ain't like Hadvan Klal. Because if for him to keep the money would be Gezela according to what he's saying is true, meaning he'd be a Gazlan in his own head. True, Basin wouldn't view him as a Gazlan, but Basin knows that according to his words, he'd be a Gazlan in his own head if he keeps the money, the Sa'irim. So how could Basin let him do that? Basin is Mechuyev Lahafrishoy from the Gezela according to what he considers to be a Gezela. So therefore, the Nesivis says that with the Shach, that this part of the Shach Inlay Havana, and if you take a look in the Ksois in Peches Sifkat and Yud, the Ksois also, although he doesn't bring down the Shach and ask it as a Kasha and come and argue on the Shach, but he also nems on as a Pashtus, the feed this Lumdus of the Shach, that the time of Haidah doesn't really patter the Nitva alone, it'll come out that Basin is also Machayev him. Even though Basin is not Machayev him als their own opinion, in their own opinion, they don't know if he's chayev or not. But since Beis Din knows that in the Nitva's opinion, he's chayev the Sa'irim, and that if the Nitva keeps the Sa'irim, he'd be a Gazlan in his own head, Beis Din would therefore be mechayev him to pay the Sa'irim. That's the opinion of the Ksais and of the Nesivis, which creates a very big kasha on the Gemara, and the Pashup Shana of the Gemara. What's Taich then in the words? The words of Abar Nasan, Ta'anechit Mahayloi Sa'irim, Pater. And what do we mean that he's potter? We're saying now that not only does he personally have a moral obligation to pay, but basically would even enforce that moral obligation to pay. So that sounds like he's really chayev. So why does Rabbi Arnason say that he's potter? So Zok the Ksois, Achilok. He says the case of Rabbi Arnason is dafka where he's being chizer from that which he was made in the Sa'irim. On day one, when the Teveh was Ta'anechitim, he was Moedi Le B'Sa'irim. But on day two, he comes back and he says, actually, no, I don't owe you any Sa'irim. And that's the case where he's Potter. But if he's Marzik B'Hoida Asai, if he's continuing to say, I owe you Sa'irim, then Beis Din will make him pay. Now, what's the Nafkamina? If he's Marzik in his Eidah, or he's Chayzer from his Eidah, after all, the Rosh doesn't agree with the Ramah, that he could say Meshata Nibach, that he could be chayz from his Haidah. He blibes with the Haidah, but then Kamei Edom Dami. This is not a Haidah that could be retracted. But the Ksai says that there's a Chiluk. It's true that he can't be chayzer from the Haidah, the Indian Haidah, but then Kamei Edom Dami. But that's only Klapei Beis Din. Klapei Beis Din, his Haidah is already on the books, it's on the record. He can't be chayzer from that. He can't say Meshata Nibach. But also the fact that he has a Hidah in the eyes of Beis Din, that's not going to be Mechayev him. Because yeah, he has a Hidah that he is Chayev. The Teveya gave a Hidah that he's not Chayev, so it's like a Trey Utrey. So also that Hidah, Beis Din is not going to make him pay. That which Beis Din was going to make him pay was only so that he shouldn't be a Gazlan in his own head. That's totally on what he's saying today. If somebody's coming to Beis Din and he's saying today, I don't think I owe the Sa'irim. True, I said yesterday I owe the Sa'irim, but now I don't think I owe the Sa'irim. So he doesn't view himself as a Gazlan. Beis Din would hold that he has to pay, but that's not relevant over here because there's a other Haidah on the other side, an equal and opposite Haidah on the other side. What would be considered his Din Klapei Shmaya, that's not totally on what he said yesterday. He's only considered a Gazlan Klapei Shmaya if he's holding on to something which he now maintains as a Gazela. So therefore, Zok the Ksais, Rabbi Bar Nosson, who said, Tana Chitim Bahayi Leib Sa'irin, Potter meant dafka if he was chayzer from his Haidah. If he's being machzik b'Haidah Asay, then enachanami he'll be chayav. After the Ksais says that that's the Pshat and Rabbi Arnason, comes along the Ksais and he asks the Gavaldig Akasha, what's Pshat and the Shakavitari of our Gemara? The Gemara asks the Akasha from the Mishnah. Why in the Mishnah does it seem that you'd be chayav? Right? The Mishnah says, Amaytim Chaver El Haraya, but it seems that upon him, the smaller claim, the Mazik would have to pay, and the Gemara asks, why does he have to pay? Why don't we apply the rule of Rav Arnason that Tanachid Mahadol B'Sayirin Pater? In fact, it says, why wasn't there a very easy answer? The answer should have been that the Mishnah is talking about where he's Machzik Vaidah. So, if he's Machzik, which is anyway the Pashtus of the Mishnah, it doesn't say anywhere in the Mishnah that he's changing his mind. So, if he's being Machzik Vaidah, then he's Chayev. So that's why the Mishnah doesn't follow the rule of Rabbi Arnason. Rabbi Arnason's rule is only when he was chayzer from his Eidah. And the Mishnah could be talking about a case where he's machzik b'Haidah Asai. and for Tiksois, that in the case of the Mishnah, being Masak by Da'asa is not going to be Machayev him. In the case of the Mishnah, you won't have this whole din of the Shach that he has to pay so that he shouldn't be a Gazlan in his own head. Why? Because in the Mishnah, we're talking about a short time Shehizik, a Palga Nizka Knasa. Palga Nizka Knasa, there's no din of Maideh B'Knas, there's no din of Haidu'as Baldin. You're not Chayev if you're Maideh, because Maideh B'Knas is Pater. Since Maideh B'Knas is Pater, he only has to pay if Basin's going to be Machayev him. If Basin's going to be Machayev him, else their verdict, else their psak. Over here, where there's a Haidu'ah on both sides, they can't be, they can't pass him that he's Chayev. So, therefore, the halacha that the Shach was Machadish at the time of the Rosh, as long as you're Machzik by the Asai, you'd be Chayev to pay the Sa'irim. That's only true where it's Mamain. And you could be Chayev out your Haidah. But over here where it's Knas, you'd be Pater. That's how the Ksais explains the Shach Vatari. The Gemara is Tsushtel from Rabbi Arnasan to our Mishnah. The Nesivis and Sifkat and Gimel has a different teretz to this Kasha, which is very sadistic because with this he explains what may already have been bothering you, because L'chayra, a very big kasha on this whole vert that we've been talking about, but the Shach and the Ksais and the Nesivis, they're all assuming that there's this idea that the Teveya has to, that the Nitva rather has to pay, even though there's a Hidor that should patter him, but he has to pay so that he shouldn't be a Goslin in his own head. The kasha is, but what about the Teveya? He's not allowed to accept the Sa'irim because he also can't be a Goslin in his own head. So how could the Ksais and the Nesivis say that Beis Din will force the Nitva to pay the Sa'irim because he says that he's Chayev? Yeah, but right after they force him to pay, they should turn around and force the Nitva, they should turn around and force the Teveya to give back the Sa'irim. Because since, according to his words, according to his Haidah, he's not entitled to these Sa'irim, so he'd be a Goslin for keeping them. So it's going to go back and forth and back and forth. Zok the Nesivis, no. This Svara, that even though there's a Haidah to patter you, but you have to give it anyway because we can't let you be a Goslin in your own head, that's only Mechayev the Nitva, and it's not Mechayev the Teveya. Why? Because for the Teveya, even though he says it's not true that you owe me Sa'irim, I never gave you Sa'irim, you don't have to give me Sa'irim, but he's still claiming, but you do have to give me Chitim. And according to his title, that you have to give me Chitim, so he would, the way the Teveya looks at it, the Nitva who's not giving the Chitim that he owes is a Goslin. And since the Teveya views the Nitva as a Goslin who stole his Chitim, so now if he's not giving back the Chitim, he has to pay he's Chayev Tashlumen. And if he's not going to give me money, he has to pay Shavu Kesef. So if I get Sa'irim from the Nitva, so I'm getting paid for the Chitim that he stole from me. So the Teveya is not a Goslin for accepting the Sa'irim. The Nitva, on the other hand, he would be a Goslin in his own head. According to his Haidor, he'd be a Goslin if he doesn't pay this Eirim. That's why the Nitva has to pay, and the Teveya is allowed to accept. Zok the Nesivis, this whole chilek is true in the case of Tarnei Chitim Haidlei B'Sa'irim. But in the case of our Mishnah, we're talking about the Tashlumen of a Shur Tam. The Tashlumen of a Shur Tam is Migufay. It's only from the Guf of the Shur and not Minho Aliyah. Which means that whichever Shur did the Hezek, that shar has to be paid, has to be given to the Teveya. But if you don't give that shar, I mean, you give a different shar, and the Teveya accepts that other shar, which according to the Teveya's Haidah is not the Guf HaShar, it's Minho Aliyah, he's not allowed to take it. So in the case of the Mishnah, you don't have this din that the Nitva has to pay so that he shouldn't be a Goslin in his own head. Because you'd go back to the circle that we said before. The Nitva is going to pay so that he shouldn't consider himself a Goslin, and then the Teveya would have to give it back so that he shouldn't consider himself a Goslin. Because he can't take, to go with the Pratim of the Mishnah, when he says that the Gadol was Mazik, and the Nitva says, no, the Katan was Mazik, and the Nitva then is going to give him the Katan so that the Nitva shouldn't keep something which he considers Gazela, if the Teveya accepts the Katan, that'll be Gazela on his part. Because since the Dvarav, that it was the Gadol that was Mazik, so the Katan is not the Guf HaShar, it's Minho Aliyah. A Mazik of Shur Tam doesn't pay Minho Aliyah. So over here, you know, in the case of the Mishnah, you don't have this halacha that the Nitva should have to pay so that he shouldn't be a Goslin in his own head. And therefore, you don't have this chiluk between where he's chuzer from his taino or he's machzik, but where he's chuzer from his eidah or he's machzik by eidah. So over here, he should be patur in all cases. Therefore, the Gemara says that the din of Rabbi Nassan should patur the nitva in the Mishnah. Meaning the din of Rabbi Nassan should be even more applicable in the Mishnah than it is in Rabbi Nassan's case. Rabbi Nassan said, patur, but only if the nitva is chuzer from the eidah. But in the case of the Mishnah, you should have that din of pater regardless of whether he was chayzer from his haidah or he was machzik from his haidah. Therefore, the Gemara has a kasha from Rabbi Barnasan on the Mishnah. Finally, let's talk a little bit about the top tesis on Lamed Hamad Beis. The Gemara brought down the opinion of Sumches, who holds that in some cases of Maman Amutal B'Safek, that we don't say Hamaitzim Mechaber El Haraya, rather we say Cholkin. The Gemara said in Bava Metzia Daf Beis that we only say that in cases of Jarad B'Maina. What does it mean, Jorah D'Mamayna? So this tesis over here defines that Jorah D'Mamayna means that B'loi Tainai Seim Ro'i L'Histapik, that the Suffolk would arise to Beis Din, even if nobody said anything, Beis Din would have a Suffolk about what happened, about whose money it is. And then there are Tainas between the Tevei and the Nitva regarding the Suffolk that Beis Din already had, that's called the Jorah D'Mamayna. But if the Suffolk only arises from the Tainas of the Tevei and the Nitva, that's not called the Jorah D'Mamayna, and then Sumchas would not say Cholkin. The Ksais in Simpei Ches, Sifkot Ches, says that from this tesis is a raya to what the Rush had said earlier. The Rush had said that our Mishnah must be talking about when there were Edom on the Negicha. And although the Edom didn't see which Shur it was, they didn't know all the details, and that's the argument between the Mazik and the Nizik, but the Negicha itself had Edom, the Rush said, because otherwise, how would you be chayav palganiska? Aye, it's a knas and mind of a knas potter. So it must be we're talking about when there were edim on the negicha. With that, the Rush slugged up the Ramaz pshat in Tarnachitim Hoydle Vesayvin. The Magen Mishnah wanted to defend the Ramah, and so the Magen Mishnah said that no, our Mishnah could be talking about when there are no edim. I mind of a knas potter. The sukkah is going according to the manda Omar palganiska mamayna with machalikis and the verse peric. Our sukkah could be going like the other manda Omar. So the Ma'ase said there was a machalikis between the Rush and the Magen Mishnah. Whether in our Mishnah we're talking about whether there are Edim on the Negicha or there aren't Edim on the Negicha. Zok the Ksais, based on what we just read in Taisis, it's Muchach like the Rush. Forget about the Rush's Raya al Tpal Ganizka Knasa. It's Muchach Mineyu Bey from the Mishnah, from the Gemara, Sushal Tasumches. If there were no Edim on the Negicha, then this would be called a Suffolk that only arises because of the tightness of the Tevei and the Nitva, and it wouldn't be a Jorah D'Mamayna, and Sumches wouldn't say Cholkin. From the fact that the Gemara considers this to be a case where there's a Jorah D'Mamayna, B'leit Tainai Seim, Yish Suffolk L'Beisin, that must mean that there are Edim on the Negicha. The Nesivis responds to the Ksais and says, no, it's not Muchach. Because it could be that even if we don't know anything except from the Mazik and the Nizik alone, but since the Mazik is Moide to the Nizik, that there was a Negicha, so that's enough to make a Jorah D'Mamayna. When do we say that when it's just the Tevei and the Nitva arguing, that's not called a Jorah D'Mamayna, where the Tevei says, you owe me something, and the Nitva says, no, I don't owe you anything. So then, there's no Suffolk to Beis Din. But over here, even before they start arguing, there's a Suffolk, because, not before they start speaking, but before they start arguing. Because before they start arguing, there's something that they agree about. The Tevei says, your shar gord, my shar, and the Nitva agrees, my shar gord, your shar. The Tevei says it was the gadol that was negeach, and the Nitva says, no, it was the katan that was negeach. But before they get to their arguments, Beis Din would be aware of the situation from that which they agree about. So that could also be called, Zak the Nesivis, b'leit Tanei Sehem, meaning without the argument part of the Tanei Sehem, Yesh Safik Beis Din. It could be called, therefore, a Jorah D'Mamayna, even if there's no Edim on the Negicha, Memele, it's not a riot to the Rush against the Magen Mishnah.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.